Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
That's how you start your morning right there. Turn the lights on, hear our voice. Let's get going, baby. It's Tuesday. You guys are revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown. Shout out to Zach Bryan.
You know, you say thirsty and ready to drown. The Thunder sure as hell weren't thirsty and ready to drown. Every damn story I saw yesterday was that the Thunder don't know how to party after winning an NBA championship. And I was going through some stuff on.
Weren't they like 20?
Yeah, they're all. Yeah. Like Jalen Williams is like, did you see the reaction to the beer? I mean,
yeah, right.
Like, and then he didn't have any champagne. Then he was on, I guess, Sports Center last night and talking about how he drank all this stuff. He goes, and none of it tastes any good. I'm going to stick to the Shirley Temples, he said.
Yeah, hey, man. It's awesome.
I think they partake in some other extracurricular activities.
They might. I saw a couple tweets like there's no clubs in Oklahoma City where people are going to party yeah. and do all that kind of stuff. But somebody did like a side-by-side comparison of the four major championships this year and the celebrations. Mm-hmm. And the one in baseball with the Dodgers was crazy. Everybody's throwing their gloves. Hockey, of course, was insane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then there was a football one that we won't speak of. And then we had the Thunder, and it said somebody like, they look like they got four more games to go. It's like just shaking hands and moving on and really not celebrating. And I didn't really recognize that. We got kind of caught up in the moment yesterday, and everybody's like, yeah, this guy won't drink beer. And then they showed all the leftover Mick Ultra and champagne inside that locker room. Do they give that to the homeless too? Or is that just the food that gets left over? Like, what do they do with all the leftover booze inside that locker room? Because there were cases of Mick Ultra and cases of champagne that were left over.
I feel like you get the people that clean the locker rooms, you give that to them.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. The ball boys and all the folks in there that do all of the hard work, and you know, they call them clubbies in baseball. I don't know what they're called in the NBA. I'm sure locker room attendants
they call
or something.
Them the cubbies.
The cubbies. That's the baseball team led by PCA. But I was just like shocked. I'm like, look at all this. They're not even interested in winning this thing. Like you win a championship, dude. I don't know about you. My shirt's off, ties around the head. I'm going crazy out there.
Well, you know they don't drink because they showed SGA on Good Morning America and he was in the garage for about 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was also on Good Morning America at 6 a.m.
They always do that.
Yes.
It's like a tradition.
Well, right.
Then they have like when you win the Super Bowl and you're the MVP, you have to go to the parade at 9 a.m. in Disney World and they showed Mahomes into the first one. They're like, QB1's lit.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
But that's your fair opportunity to party your ass off as an athlete where nobody can say, well, look at the children or anything like that. Like Tom Brady. You know, throw the trophy.
Yeah, that was a flex.
You think?
That was almost really bad.
Gronk, catch this. Me ready.
Yeah.
You throw. Me swim after and get it.
I mean, what would they have done? Who's jumping in if
Seriously.
That trophy makes it into
Gronk
the water?
Gronk would have
right?
not even within a thought of a second would have dove in headfirst and like gone down there and pulled it back up.
He would have wrestled a shark and pulled that thing away. Does that trophy float or does that trophy
that sinks, baby?
You
sinks.
Think it sinks to the ground? Yeah. Have you ever held the Lombardi, like touched it or anything like
Not
that?
Not a chance, but Gary Lezak ruined it.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry to hear that. I tried to touch the MLS Cup trophy one time and the guy freaked out like they sniped me because I didn't have white gloves on and properly touched the trophy. Yeah. And then they hand it to these people after a game and it's all filled with, you know, booze and sweat and all this kind of stuff. I was worried about me touching, you know, the MLS Cup trophy. But I'm wondering, is the Lombardi trophy heavy? Would it float? Would it sink? How solid is that thing? Because is it like one of those chocolate Easter eggs that you open and it's all hollow on the inside and it's not a solid chocolate egg?
Well, it's also you never know which one's the real one.
That's right. That's the other thing, right?
Because the first year I went to Kelsey Jam, he came out and I was like, okay, here we go. I was like, wow, he brought the Lombardi because he came off the bus or he came out of like the Escalade in the back where he was available to the media. And we're sitting back there and he's asking questions where everybody's asking questions. He's doing all this sort of stuff. And he's got in his hand. And like, just from a close look, you know, you're like, okay, he's got the trophy with him. Mm-hmm. And then he goes out there and spikes it. And you're like, okay.
not the real one. Right.
And he was like, lugeing off another one, spike that one. I don't even know if he knew he was in Bonner Springs at the moment.
Probably not.
He was
where Bonner Springs was.
He was in a denim outfit.
He was looking great. That was
smelled like
night.
My garage everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah,
dude, it was a hell of a night. And then Rick Ross came out of nowhere. That was fun. And then it was time for me to leave.
Time to go.
Because I was covering the concert. But no, it was definitely a fun time. But I don't know, man. Like I guarantee you that thing hit the water and started to sink. Gronk's in there after.
Yeah, he definitely is going in there. There's
and
no
then
question.
That'd be a great shot for Tampa's like lifetime of him like holding it in the water. Up to his neck and like, you know, the ocean.
How cool would that have been though if they go in and Gronk is like, I got it.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen. That's cool.
It would have been. But I'm looking at Oklahoma City. I'm like, I can't wait to see the parade would be today, right? Because even Williams is like, you know, I wait till the parade. Maybe things will be different, right? And so I don't know if he's going to get drunk on the bus or anything like that. But we've seen bus parades in this town, you know. We see how it can get people holding each other's belt loops, Nagy dancing like a dad. Like, we have seen it all here in Kansas City when it comes to that. So I'm anxious to see how Oklahoma City's going to celebrate if they celebrate their championship, or they're just like, okay, that's one of, you know, how many more we're going to win together.
Yeah.
Because we're all so young and, you know, we're going to reload and retool and get this thing figured out and win it again. And so I think like Oklahoma City right now, man, they're obviously on top of the NBA world. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see that parade today or tomorrow, whenever.
According to the text line from the 913, the trophy floats. They tested it the next year on a CBS pregame show. The sealed ball makes it float.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
The sealed ball makes it float.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. It is interesting because I would have thought maybe it was heavy enough to sink. It tells you it's not really, you know, filled with metal or
the
anything.
The sealed
like
ball
that.
Makes it float. When the test doesn't work, the herbal, you know.
Yeah.
You all know that you're probably in the dead heat of summer. I'm sure if you've seen weather reports, there's, you know, brutal temps. It's only baseball season. Basketball's over. Hockey's over. We're waiting for training camp. But wait, now's the season where you get all the football documentaries. And yesterday, the trailer was released for the newest season of The Quarterback.
You know, you only have so many of these seasons.
New week. New week. Let's go. Let's go.
Start out your career, you're like, okay, I'm going to be playing for 15, 20 years. It seems like a lot. And then you blink your eye and you're in year five. Hey. Next time I blink my eye, it's going to be year 10. Now where we're at, the great ones make it work.
How did you get that up?
Get used to it.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
Man on 3-1-2-3-3!
What? As a quarterback,
you have to be that guy that your teammates are relying on.
We don't let anybody decide this game but us.
Our expectations internally are to win a Super Bowl.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
Making
me
a little nervous.
It'll be fun.
Kirk gonna throw. It's
how about that, boys and girls, getting back to the slick route?
A lot of people in my former organization may have thought I was being cast away, but I saw the opportunity I had here was special.
This life is definitely not normal.
He's the most popular figure we have.
That's my man, Joe Coolborough.
He's everywhere.
How'd it look?
It looked good.
All right.
There's a part of me that just always wants to fix things.
I overled him.
Third down.
I do not want to give them the ball back. Clock is our friend.
Bam!
It's not all on him, but it's a lot on him.
Second turnover of the ball game.
Put it on me. I got it.
You got this.
Sometimes you just need to mix it up a little bit. I just bought a Batmobile. I'm pumped about that.
With the cape.
I actually cut this one down out in the woods.
Hey, that was a dime.
Right hand.
I'd love to be the quarterback of this offense. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, too bad, Tom. You're retired.
This is what it feels like to truly be wanted.
That's my quarterback.
Let's go, baby!
And we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment.
This one is over. Tap it up.
What? I was surprised when the NFL draft happened.
Somebody tried to break into Joe Burrow's house.
Our backs are against the wall.
Turn it back on now.
We fight, no cap!
That's what we've been for right here.
When the noise disappears, everything is falling right into place.
Let's go!
Now we're playing ball.
Hey, you like that?
This was a hard-earned Roy Rogers.
So that is the Netflix trailer of The Quarterback, which is something we will all probably be watching to kind of, you know, substitute the nights of game 93 of baseball. And you're just kind of tired. You're ready for football. And we get Goff, Burrow, and Kirk Cousins again. The only question I have is, will you at the end of this series like Joe Burrow more or Jared Goff more?
I think Jared Goff, because of the Tom Brady comment. We know Kirk. We've had him. Yeah, right. like I'm surprised he's doing it again. Check must be good for that, right?
Well, and it's a sentimental story.
Yeah, because
this will be the Achilles injury, coming back, losing your job to the starting to Michael Penix.
Right, he'll be the sob story. Yeah, but who was that? It was Mariota.
Yeah,
that time when he was the sob story, right? Back in the first edition of that. Yeah, just disappeared.
Back to Hawaii.
It's going to be good. You know it's going to be an unbelievable watch. It really is. Oh, yeah. I mean, so even though Mahomes isn't involved this year, you know, we're all still going to be watching that because those are great characters. I mean, I think Jared Goff is one of those guys, at least for me, you always forget about Jared Goff. He's in that category, like where Aaron Rodgers was for me for a very long time, was the, oh yeah, that's right, they're up there in Green Bay. Totally forgot about him. Like Jared Goff is going to fall into that category of the always forgotten quarterback. Then you've got Kirk Cousins, who, you know, should endorse Coles when it's all said and done, and is a guy that everybody just likes. And then you have Joe Burrow, who I think can go either way with the likability factor. People either love him because he's really cool, or if you're like a Chiefs fan, you just hate him, right? Because he beat you in the AFC Championship game that year. So I think Jared Goff comes out looking as the kind of the more, I don't want to say sympathetic guy, but the likable guy, like that everybody's going to be rooting for at the end when it's all said and done. Like everybody's going to be a Lions fan, I think, coming out of this one, just like a lot of people were for the wide receiver with Amara St. Brown. Like everybody loved him coming off of the wide receiver show from last year. I think Goff is the guy this year.
This guy?
So coming from Kansas City, going to the, you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Going to the South.
Yeah.
Is it different for you, culture shock?
I mean, city-wise, it's a lot faster.
Right.
Kansas City, I call it like a medium city. Like it's, you have slow parts, faster parts, but Houston a lot faster. And then, I mean, the humidity, it's all the time in Houston.
Yeah. I've been to Kansas City. I was there for the draft. But I'm sorry, like, if you have money, like, I'm not living here after I get some money. Like,
I mean, you just got to know the right places to go.
Are you planning on going back, like living there for the rest of your life?
Nah, I'll probably get a place in like Dallas or something. My fiance's from Dallas.
That's better.
Something like that. I would say it's more to do. And like, you're right. I mean, there's so much to do.
Exactly.
It's like, good food.
You're capped out in
Capped out in Kansas City. You just didn't go the right places.
Who was that?
Amara St. Brown.
He said that? When was he in Kansas City? Just for the draft?
Guess so.
Yeah.
He said if he had money, he'd get out.
Yeah.
He said it's a medium city. Not too fast, not too slow.
Well, he's right about that. It's not too fast, it's not too slow. It's right. There's no question about that. Easy living.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've asked people that have worked here and then have gone to other places, and I'm like, what's the first thing you miss? So, like, the traffic.
Yeah. I mean, we're spoiled living here from that standpoint. I mean, you go, like, other places in the country, and it's, like, crazy with the traffic, and, you know, you can't get anywhere. I mean, we're getting a lot of traffic around here now that, you know, Rihanna's moved in and whatnot, but it is it is getting a little bit more crowded than it's ever been in the past, but, I mean, we're still very, very – this is easy living here. We don't realize how good we have it.
That was Jalen Knoll he was talking to, by the way, who just got drafted.
Yeah.
He's from here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to move to Dallas because his fiance or wife's from
Dallas. He's also no state income tax, too. Very smart.
Also smart if your wife wants to stay home, maybe just, you know, have that compromise. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, saving a lot on the taxes, moving to Texas, keeping your wife happy, moving to Texas.
You're playing in Houston.
Yeah, and you're playing in Houston and whatnot. Yeah, yeah, like, if I'm an athlete, I am absolutely living in one of those states that's tax-free. Nevada, I think Texas and Florida are the three big ones that folks will move to because there is no state income tax.
Tennessee's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On that list. It may be. I don't know. But if it's not, that should be. I mean, Nashville, right?
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, bringing in a lot of, you know, those big tourist destinations don't have to have the income tax on their residents because the tourism brings in all of that money. So if I'm an athlete and, you know, I have a chance to play in California or in Texas, I'm going to take Texas every single day because it's 10% more in your pocket than what's going to the state government out there. So I don't blame these guys at all for living. No. They have so much money that goes to the government. Why should they give up their dough?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.